Welcome to A Girl in Her 20s, a boss girl podcast on personal growth. My name is Kira, and I'm here to help you manifest the best possible life in your 20s. Remember, you always got this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to A Girl in Her 20s podcast. It's your host, Kira, and hey, it is officially 2023, and I'm back. I like how I just kind of pop in every now and then, and I do apologize that it's been the sec since I've recorded. Really, like, my life completely turned around and changed just, like, completely from October 2022 to now. Like, I've experienced nothing but normal life circumstances. So that's where I've been, and I will go into that into more detail in this episode. Really, today I'm going to talk to you guys about what's been going on with me. I've moved to New York, so that's something I want to talk to you guys about. I was actually laid off my job right after moving to New York, which is another fun story. I'm currently living with my boyfriend that I was in long distance with, and if you've been listening to the pod for a long time, then you'll know that we've been through it. We were in long distance, and now we're finally together in New York, and I'll talk to you guys about some trips that I have coming up. So that's my little schedule of what I plan to talk about today. I figured I'd give myself a little bit of an outline because I feel very out of the game from podcasting and I missed it. Like, I missed being able to talk to you guys, but please, you know, don't judge me for some of the, you know, ums or breaks in my voice if that happens, because really I'm like so out of practice. So I'm just trying to get my podcast hat back on. So let's just jump into it. Let's talk about I moved to New York City. Yeah, that was really freaking wild. This happened in end of October 2022. I literally decided to move to New York in September of 2022. So it was a very quick, let me backtrack for a second. I knew that I wanted to move to New York in the beginning of last year. And so I had a very honest conversation with my older roommate at the time, and I told her that I did plan on moving out at some point because I wanted to move into New York to move in with my boyfriend. So, you know, I did know that eventually I was going to move. I just didn't know when that was going to happen. And so the fall rolled around and I decided it was my time to leave my current job working at a big four company to, you know, work and live in New York. And I was going to move to New York regardless of a job. I was like, I'm determined. I'm like the type of person where if I put my mind and I set a goal on something, like, I'm going to achieve it. I don't really care like how hard of a task or how difficult something is. If something that I really, really want, which is moving to New York, is something I've dreamed about since I was a little kid, but actually like taking the plunge and moving across countries, I was like, I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. So I did. I moved myself, the help of my parents. I'm very lucky. Like, my parents did help me. They literally brought all of my extra like random clothes and some personal belongings in a car and drove it over to my apartment in Brooklyn to drop my stuff off, which was so kind and sweet of them. I lived in Toronto, Canada, if you didn't know. So it was about like an 8-9 hour drive for them, which is still like, you know, that's still a pretty long drive. So very, very grateful and thankful that I had my parents and they were able to help me out with that. Quite literally don't know how I would have done it without them. So very, very grateful. But yeah, they helped me move my stuff. And then I personally moved to Brooklyn, New York, like a week before they did that. So I grabbed everything I could, like all the clothes that I wanted to bring in a couple of suitcases, and I just moved. I did it. And my boyfriend found us an apartment in Brooklyn. I actually live in a cute little neighborhood called Park Slope. It's really cute and quaint. It's really nice. It is known for being like, they call it like a stroller community, in the sense that it's a lot of people who live here are like starting families or like they're young family oriented. So when I tell people like in the city that I live in Park Slope, they're like, are you starting a family anytime soon? And then I'm like, no, I'm really not. I just live with my boyfriend and we're in our mid-20s and we're not close to that at all. You know, no, that's not even in the radar at all. But we decided at the time that Park Slope was known for being just like a nice area. It's safe. There's lots of restaurants and shops and it's cute. And that's kind of all I knew about it before I moved here. If I knew it was such a like a young family oriented community, maybe I wouldn't have moved here, to be honest. But now looking, moving forward and seeing where I am now, like I don't regret being here. Like at first I was like, oh God, I don't know if I can do this. There's not many people my age here. But now that I've lived here, I'm kind of like, it's nice, like getting away from the city and like coming back home to like, they call it like a suburb. I mean, it really still feel like a city. I mean, we're like there's shops and it's not like I'm in the middle of nowhere, but it was a transition for sure. There's no doubt about it, but I really, really enjoy living here right now. As of now, I like it. I like that when I go into the city and I want to come home, it's like quiet-ish and I can get a bit of space and I'm not like paranoid when I'm walking around like at night because I know it's just a very safe community. So no, like I am very grateful to be here. I think like year or so from now, I don't think we'll be living in Park Slope. I mean, who knows? I think we want to move like closer to the city just so that we are in a neighborhood like with people who are our age. I know for me, like when I'm here, I want to meet a lot of people. I want to make connections and grow my network, like not even work-wise, but just like community-wise. I want to know that there's people my age and there's just so many interesting people to meet in New York. I feel like there's so many people who are willing to meet new people in general. So I want to be in that area where I feel like I can meet others. And so, yeah, and my boyfriend also is down to move as well. He actually doesn't mind in Park Slope. He like could see himself here, but I think like it just makes sense. Like we go into Manhattan like at least a few times a week. Like we might as well just live there or like really like in Brooklyn, but a little bit closer to Manhattan so that it's just convenient if we want to pop over and we're not so far away, because it does take us about on average like 30 to 40 minutes to get into the city, which is not always the most convenient thing if we just need to pop over there, you know? So that's my life right now. After I moved in October and I got my job, I was working at a tech company. I worked there for about a couple of months and I was laid off. There was a large, massive layoffs within the company. And as you know, lots of people in tech right now, it's what it is. The tech industry is a little pretty unstable at this time. And so, you know, I took a risk, like when I accepted the job offer, that knowing that like we were about to potentially go into recession, that there was always that risk there that, you know, joining a tech firm, I could get laid off. So I knew that going into it, but I kind of was like, this is what I want. This is a sign, I'm gonna take it. And so I did. And honestly, guys, I do not regret anything. I really don't. It was really hard the first month after so. And honestly, I took time off. Like, I decided that, you know what? I'm going to take this next time to go home and be with my family and enjoy Christmas, the holidays. And I did that. And it was honestly great. Like, I needed that time. It's been a very long time since I've been able to, like, really relax and, like, not think about work or have it, you know, stressing in the back of my mind. Oh, I have this project coming up, or oh, when I get back, I have to do all these things. Like, it was really nice just like having such a blank slate. And I haven't had that in a very long time, like I said. And so it was good. I was able to take a break. And then when I got back to New York in January, after being home in Toronto for a few weeks, I was like, all right, I'm back on the job grind. And so I've currently been looking for a new job, and you know, it's going, guys. It's going. Job hunting right now is, I mean, and if you also are laid off or you're currently looking for a new job or whatnot, like it is, I really am at a loss for words because it's tough. Like there's really no other way I can put it. Right now it is really, it's not a job seeker's market. It's definitely more companies' market, if that makes sense. Like, there's just so much talent out in the market right now because of all the big layoffs that it's been really difficult to try and land something. I've had interviews and it's moving forward, and I do feel like this is where I'm at, and like there's only so much I can do with my situation. I can apply to, you know, however many jobs a day, and I can network and I can reach out to recruiters and I can do all that. Like that's what I'm doing. I'm staying active. But at the end of the day, like, you know, what's meant to be is meant to be. And I wrote down some like manifestations for myself, because to be honest, during this time, I've had to be very like positive. You know, I've had to tell myself, like, these are the things that my anxiety is saying to me that is not real. So these are the three things that are not real. Like, I'll never find my dream job, or, you know, I'm not capable, or, you know, I need to find a job by XYZ date. It's like, you know what? I mean, regardless, I'm going to find a job eventually, but I do know that there are things that are true. There's things that are in my control that I really do believe in, such as the fact that I've proven that I'm capable to do the impossible to find my dream job. Like, I do believe in that. Like, I've been under different causes where, like, I wasn't going to easily find a job, but I did. Not easily find it. It wasn't an easy journey, but I did find a job, you know, over the time. I've worked at a few different companies since graduating university. So I've had experience, like, finding new work, and I've been able to find it. Other thing that I say to myself is trust the process and my gut on what feels right. I also have that I'm smart and driven. I can accomplish anything that I set my mind to, no matter how hard. I mean, I kind of said that earlier on in this podcast. Like, I really do believe in that in myself. And I know that my dreams are never too big. I believe that I'm on this earth for such a small portion of time. I really want to make the best of it. And I think that I can accomplish anything that I set my mind to. And I really do believe in that. Like, I know that might be a crazy thing to say, but I just have so much faith and trust in myself. And I just know the things I have accomplished in my life, things that felt like impossible at the time, but I always dreamed of it. I made it happen. And even, like, it just shows where I am today. I moved to New York from Toronto, which I know, like, isn't that big of a deal, but it's, I willed it and I made it happen. You know, I moved in with my boyfriend of long distance for 3.5 years and we did it. You know, there's just so many milestones I've made. And then even, like, my job progression, like, where I've gotten to myself and the companies I've been able to work for, like, I'm very proud of that. And I feel like it's all been such hard work and dedication that I put towards the things that I wanted, and I've worked to get and make them happen. And so, anyways, I say all this so that I know that even though this time is tough right now, I know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it's so cheesy to be said, but it's true. Like, I'm gonna find something. And yeah, I just have a lot of faith in that. And I know me and I know what I'm capable of, so it will happen. And if you're feeling in a similar situation, or you're just, even if you, you know, lost your job, you're finding a new job, just know that, like, you really only need one yes, and it's gonna happen when it's meant to happen, and you have to trust the process. I know that's such a, everyone says that, but it really is so true. It's so, so true. And where I am now, like, I wouldn't have even thought that I would have worked for the companies that I worked for, but everything really did happen for a reason. That's kind of what I tell myself every day when I wake up. I have those three things that I just told you are, like, my, you know, the things that are true in my life that I try to abide by and live by when it comes to the job hunting process, so I don't get too down on myself. Like, it's like the constant reminder, so that, you know, sometimes my anxiety likes to tell me something else, but it's like, no, like, this is the actual truth. You've proven that these things to be true. Like, you can believe in them. They are, like, this is the facts, you know? And that's just kind of how I think. And I think the same can be said for any of you guys. Like, really, if you believe in yourself, you can really accomplish anything. In terms of, if you do want any advice for how I'm tackling all the job hunting, really, there's no secret. And who even knows if this is the right way of doing it. But what I've done is I have a couple of sites that I use to find job postings. So, you know, I use LinkedIn, there's Indeed, there's other job posting sites. And I can't, you know, I'm looking at the jobs and I try to apply to, like, you know, a certain amount of job postings a week. I set a goal for myself so that I just feel like I checked it off, and it makes me feel like I've accomplished something. If I don't set these goals for myself, then I get really on myself and being like, why didn't I apply to, like, 100 jobs that week? Like, that's, for me, not realistic, unless, like, it's just that's going to go into straight burnout for me, and I just don't feel the need to burn myself out completely. I, like, personally, I mean, if you want to do 100 jobs a week, you do you. It's within all each other's, like, you know, personal, how much you can handle or do. But, you know, you set your own goal and you work towards it. And that's what I do every week. I also try to speak to a couple different people in my network or just like in the job space that I'm looking for, just to know that I'm keeping up my interviewing skills and like I'm just putting myself out there. And that's kind of how I've been handling this. So it's been going well. I mean, I've had job interviews, but it is tough. So it's definitely how do you set yourself apart? And that's one of the biggest things that I'm trying to learn how to do so that I really do stand out from the crowd and I can prove that to an employer, which I know I do stand out. There's no doubt in a good way. Being able to prove that to an employer is definitely the most important aspect of, you know, job applying, like in interviewing. How can you like sell yourself to an individual so they really believe that you are going to aid the company, whatever company you're going to work for, and what you're going to bring in? I think it's knowing that part is so, so critical. And it's going to set you apart from other individuals and also your personality at the end of the day. Okay, so that was my little segment on me being laid off, what I've been working on, how I've been job hunting, how it's going. And I will keep you guys updated on that. You know, once I do eventually land a job, I will definitely let you guys know, and it will be a positive thing to celebrate. Outside of that, you know, I've been living with my current boyfriend. We are going on 5 years this year, which is crazy. Like, it's just, I literally feel like we just started dating. But then at the same time, I feel like I've known him for so long. It's the weirdest, like, feeling. We're going on this next milestone chapter with each other. We moved in and it's been going really well. You know, moving in with a partner has some challenges. I'm not going to say it's perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship. I feel like any couple, when you just move in with your significant other, it takes, you know, some time to adjust and get used to living with someone. But we've done it really well. And I feel like we, before moving in together, we'd go on small trips together or we would be with each other for long periods of time. So we were kind of already used to obviously being together for periods of time, although this is obviously that on like steroids. But overall, it's been really good and I've enjoyed it and I don't regret anything and I'm happy to be here and it's been really nice, honestly. I just have no complaints. In terms of trips that I have coming up, we're actually going to New Orleans weekend, which is super exciting. We just wanted to like figure out a place somewhere we can get out of the cold for a little bit. Not that it's significantly hotter there, but it will be warmer for sure than it is right now in New York, which is super exciting. You know, we plan on going to some jazz bars, getting Creole, I hope I'm saying that properly, food, and also eating beignets. There's like this one bar that offers like 25-cent margaritas, so we're gonna go there for sure. But yeah, I'm going with my boyfriend. We just wanted to get out, like I said, and so we are going there this weekend. I'm really excited. And then, not exactly a trip, but my best friends from Toronto are visiting, not this weekend, but the weekend after, just literally right after I get back from New Orleans, which is so fun. And we're gonna be living it up. My friends and I, we have really good like girl days and we all are interested in like the same things. So we'll like shop and eat and you know, go out and it's fun. And I really miss them. I think that's one of the harder things about moving to a new city is making new friends again. And although like I have them in my life and nothing's changed there, it's like being able to like have those people you can just go to do whatever with. I feel like these girls were those girls for me when I was in Toronto. And so having them here will be just so much fun. It'll be reliving these fun, you know, memories that we have together and just exploring New York as a group. So I'm really, really excited for that. I feel like investing into some really good friendships in your 20s is really, I mean, throughout all of your life. But I feel like especially in your 20s, because you're going through so many pivotal changes, it's good to have people there in your corner, especially when you just feel like everything's really overwhelming and you're going through like a midlife year crisis and you're like, what is my life, you know, what's going on. It's nice to have like other friends who are similarly going through something, or, you know, or just people to kind of lean on when things are tough. So definitely recommend getting yourself some good friends, because I think it's what makes going through all this stuff just way easier, and I literally don't know what I would do without them. And I mean that's same with my boyfriend. He's amazing too, but it's like I want to have, you know, my independent life outside of my partner. Like, I think that's so important. So yeah, I think that's it for today's episode. I didn't want to make it too long because I'm just kind of getting used to recording again, and, you know, maybe over time I'll have more to say. I think as of now, this is what I want to talk to you guys about. I'll be back here again. Thank you for bearing with me and being patient and still listening. If you're an old listener or if you're a new listener, welcome to the podcast. I will talk to you guys soon, but get ready for some New York related content, because your girl's in New York. And if you have any questions or things that I should talk about, please DM me at A Girl in Her 20s Podcast Instagram. I still look at it. I may not post as often, but I still like look at my DMs. So if there's anything that you want me to talk about in my experience living here, let me know, and I'll get back to you guys. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Okay, bye. Ice lady, tell